said, "Thou art the biggest man that ever I met withal, and the best breathed, and like one knight that I hate above all other knights. So be it that thou be not he I will lightly accord with thee, and for thy love I will deliver all the prisoners that I have, that is 84, so thou wilt tell me thy name. And thou and I, we will be fellows together, and never to fail the while that I live." "It is well said," said Sir Lancelot, "but sithen it is so that I may have thy friendship, what knight is he that thou so hatest above all other?" Page 208. "Faithfully," said Sir Turquine, "his name is Sir Lancelot de Lake, for he slew my brother, Sir Carados, at the Dolorous Tower. That was one of the best knights alive, and therefore him I accept of all knights, for may I once meet with him, the one of us shall make an end of other, I make mine avow. And for Sir Lancelot's sake I have slain 100 good knights, and as many I have maimed all utterly that they might never after help themselves, and many have died in prison, and yet have I 84, and all shall be delivered, so thou wilt tell me thy name, so be it that thou be not Sir Lancelot." "Now see I well," said Sir Lancelot, "that such a man I might be, I might have peace, and such a man I might be, that there should be war mortal betwixt us. And now, Sir Knight, at thy request, I will that thou wit and know that I am Lancelot du Lake, King Ban's son of Benwick, and very knight of the Table Round. And now I defy thee, and do thy best." "Ah," said Turquine, "Lancelot, thou art unto me most welcome that ever was knight, for we shall never depart till the one of us be dead." Then they hurtled together as two wild bulls, rashing and lashing with their shields and swords. Reader's note. Footnote after the word rashing, dashing. Return to text. That sometime they fell both over their noses. Thus they fought still 2 hours and more, and never would have rest, and Sir Turquine gave Sir Lancelot many wounds that all the ground thereas they fought was all bespeckled with blood. Chapter 9. How Sir Turquine was slain, and how Sir Lancelot bade Sir Gaheris deliver all the prisoners. Then at the last Sir Turquine waxed faint, and gave somewhat aback, and bare his shield low for weariness. That espied Sir Lancelot, and leapt upon him fiercely, and gat him by the beaver of his helmet, and plucked him down on his knees, and anon he raised off his helm, and smote his neck in sunder. Page 209. And when Sir Lancelot had done this, he yode unto the damsel, and said, "Damsel, I am ready to go with you where ye will have me, but I have no horse." "Fair sir," said she, "take this wounded knight's horse, and send him into this manor, and command him to deliver all the prisoners." So Sir Lancelot went unto Gaheris, and prayed him not to be aggrieved for to lend him his horse. "Nay, fair lord," said Gaheris, "I will that you take my horse at your own commandment, for ye have both saved me and my horse, and this day I say ye are the best knight in the world, for ye have slain this day in my sight the mightiest man, and the best knight except you that ever I saw." "And fair sir," said Gaheris, "I pray you tell me your name." "Sir, my name is Sir Lancelot de Lake, that ought to help you of right for King Arthur's sake, and in especial for my lord Sir Gawain's sake, your own dear brother. And when that ye come within yonder manor, I am sure ye shall find there many knights of the Round Table, for I have seen many of their shields that I know on yonder tree. There is Kay's shield, and Sir Brandiles's shield, and Sir Marhaus's shield, and Sir Galahad's shield, and Sir Brian de Listenoise's shield, and Sir Aladuke's shield, with many more that I am not now advised of, and also my 2 brethren's shields, Sir Ector de Maris and Sir Lionel. Wherefore I pray you greet them all from me, and say that I bid them take such stuff there as they find, and that in any wise my brethren go unto the court, and abide me there till that I come, for by the feast of Pentecost I cast me to be there, for as at this time I must ride with this damsel for to save my promise." And so he departed from Gaheris, and Gaheris yed into the manor, and there he found a yeoman porter keeping there many keys. Anon withal Sir Gaheris threw the porter onto the ground, and took the keys from him, and hastily he opened the prison door, and there he let out all the prisoners, and every man loosed other of their bonds. Page 210. And when they saw Sir Gaheris, all they thanked him, for they weened that he was wounded. "Not so," said Gaheris. "It was Lancelot that slew him worshipfully with his own hands. I saw it with mine own eyen. And he greeteth you all well, and prayeth you to haste you to the court, and as unto Sir Lionel and Ector de Maris, he prayeth you to abide him at the court." "That shall we not do," said his brethren. "We will find him, and we may live." "So shall I," said Sir Kay, "find him, or I come at the court, as I am true knight." Then all those knights sought the horse there as the armor was, and then they armed them, and every knight found his own horse, and all that ever longed unto him. And when this was done, there came a forester with four horses laid with fat venison. Anon Sir Kay said, "Here is good meat for us for one meal, for we had not many a day no good repast." And so that venison was roasted, bacon, and sodden, and so after supper some abode there all that night. But Sir Lionel and Ector de Maris and Sir Kay rode after Sir Lancelot to find him if they might. Reader's note, there's a footnote after the word sodden, boiled. Return to text. Chapter 10. How Sir Lancelot rode with the damsel, and slew a knight that distressed all ladies, and also a villain that kept a bridge. Now turn we unto Sir Lancelot, that rode with the damsel in a fair highway. "Sir," said the damsel, "here by this way haunteth a knight that distressed all ladies and gentlemen, and at the least he robbeth them or lieth by them." "What," said Sir Lancelot, "is he a thief and a knight and a ravisher of women? He doth shame unto the order of knighthood and contrary unto his oath." Page 211. "It is pity that he liveth. But, fair damsel, ye shall ride on afore yourself, and I will keep myself in covert, and if that he trouble you or distress you, I shall be your rescue, and learn him to be ruled as a knight." So the maid rode on by the way a soft ambling pace, and within a while came out that knight on horseback out of the wood, and his page with him, and there he put the damsel from her horse, and then she cried. With that came Lancelot as fast as he might, till he came to that knight, saying, "O thou false knight and traitor unto knighthood, who did learn thee to distress ladies and gentlewomen?" When the knight saw Sir Lancelot thus rebuking him, he answered not, but drew his sword and rode unto Sir Lancelot. And Sir Lancelot threw his spear from him, and drew out his sword, and struck him such a buffet on the helmet that he clave his head and neck unto the throat. "Now hast thou thy payment that long thou hast deserved." "That is truth," said the damsel, "for like as Sir Turquine watched to destroy knights, so did this knight attend to destroy and distress ladies, damsels, and gentlewomen, and his name was Sir Paris de Forest Savage." "Now, damsel," said Sir Lancelot, "will ye any more service of me?" "Nay, sir," she said, "at this time, but Almighty Jesu preserve you wheresomever ye ride or go, for the courteousest knight thou art, and meekest unto all ladies and gentlewomen that now liveth. But one thing, sir knight, methinketh ye lack, ye that are a knight, wifeless, that ye will not love some maiden or gentlewoman, for I could never hear say that ever ye loved any of no manner degree, and that is greater pity. But it is noise that ye love Queen Guinevere, and that she hath ordained by enchantment that ye shall never love none other but her. Nay, none other damsel, nay lady, shall rejoice you. Wherefore many in this land of high estate and low make great sorrow." Page 212. "Fair damsel," said Lancelot, "I may not warn people to speak of me what it pleaseth them." Reader's note. There's a footnoted word after the word warn, prevent. Return to text. "But for to be a wedded man, I think it not, for then I must couch with her, and leave arms and tournaments, battles and adventures, and as for to say, for to take my pleasance with paramours, that will I refuse in principle for dread of God. For knights that be adventurous or lecherous shall not be happy, nay fortunate unto the wars." Reader's note. There is an endnote one appears after the word lecherous. Return to text. "For either they shall be overcome with a simpler knight than they be themselves, other else they shall be by unhap, and their cursedness slay better men than they be themselves. And so who that useth paramours shall be unhappy, and all thing is unhappy that is about them." And so Sir Lancelot and she departed, and then he rode in a deep forest 2 days and more, and had straight lodging. Reader's note, footnote after the word straight, straight, confined, return to text. So on the third day he rode over a long bridge, and there start upon him suddenly a passing foul churl, and he smote his horse on the nose that he turned about, and asked him why he rode over that bridge without his license. "Why should I not ride this way?" said Sir Lancelot. "I may not ride beside." "Thou shalt not choose," said the churl, and lashed at him with a great club shod with iron. Then Sir Lancelot drew his sword and put the stroke aback and clave his head unto the paps. At the end of the bridge was a fair village, and all the people, men and women, cried on Sir Lancelot and said, "A worse deed didst thou never for thyself, for thou hast slain the chief porter of our castle." Sir Lancelot let them say what they would, and straight he went into the castle. And when he came into the castle, he alit, and tied his horse to a ring on the wall. And there he saw a fair green court, and thither he dressed him, for there him thought was a fair place to fight in. So he looked about, and saw much people in doors and windows that said, "Fair knight, thou art unhappy." Page 213.